Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the temptations. The temptations. Now, in everything we do in life, there are temptations. Some attempted not to go to work when they know they should. Some students attempted to not go to class when they know they're supposed to. Temptations are abundant, and temptations also have a relevance in this spiritual life. We're encouraged in Matthew 6 and 13 to pray to God to lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from evil. Then we discover in James 1 and 12 that blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. Yes, my friends and neighbors, temptation is relevant, and there are 5 key temptations that we must work hard to avoid in this Christian life. 5 temptations we must overcome, and when we do, we will be excellent in all our ways. Let's outline them in our TEMPT acronym. I hope we can get the opportunity to finish this today. That T reminds us that we must overcome the temptation of tomorrow. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that temptation of tomorrow. You know, many people will say, well, I'll have Bible study tomorrow, or I'll go to church tomorrow, or I'll pray tomorrow, or I'll do, and we love to push things off to tomorrow. It's human nature. We do it in almost every capacity. Tomorrow is the temptation that we face when we're looking to go on a diet. We may say, well, I'll go on the diet tomorrow, but I'll eat the cake today. Well, my friends, I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, not to allow tomorrow to dominate and become that temptation factor. Remember, the Bible says in Hebrews 3 and 15, today, if we will hear his voice, to harden not our hearts. Then we discover in Revelations 3 and 20, Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, I will open the door and come to him. See, my friends and neighbors, it's important for us to respond to God today. Is this something that God placed on your heart to do a while ago and you've been putting off to tomorrow? Is this something that he challenged you to say to a friend, a co-worker, a prayer that he wanted you to pray, a scripture he wanted you to memorize? I say, my friends and neighbors, let's adopt the TNT attitude. That simply stands for today, not tomorrow. Yes, TNT, today, not tomorrow. Today, when the Holy Spirit puts it on your heart to pray for somebody, let's pray for him. Today, when he encourages us to put a smile on our face in the middle of every challenging situation, let's do it. Let's not put off for tomorrow what God has told us to do today. That E, my friends and neighbors, is the temptation of entertainment. This is a big one, probably just as big as tomorrow, because today we have so many things that can occupy our minds and entertain us. There's social media, there's the reality shows, there's hanging out with friends, all those types of things. See, Solomon in the book of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes referred to this type of entertainment as folly. That's what he called it, my friends, F-O-L-L-Y, folly. You see, in Psalms 85 and 8, we're encouraged not to turn again to folly. Then we discover in Proverbs 14 and 18 that the simple or the fools inherit folly. In other words, there are some people who don't want to do anything other than play. They don't want to study. They don't want to read. Let's not be like those individuals, my friends, but on the contrary, let's be about our Father's business. Remember, as children, we were encouraged by our parents that we did not go outside to play until we had eaten all of our food, done our chores, cleaned our room, made our bed, finished our homework. There were so many things that we had to do first before we had an opportunity to go and play. But isn't it great about the goodness of God that he can actually become our fun? You see, when God's work becomes more fun than fun, there's no limit to what we can accomplish. I'm going to repeat that one more time. When God's work, when the work of the kingdom, when his word and his plan becomes more fun to us than fun itself, there is no limit to what we can accomplish. Remember, the Bible says in Psalms 37 and 4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he'll give us the desires of our heart. We're also discovering in Psalms 1 and 3, where the Bible says, and his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in this law does he meditate day and night. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the Lord is the joy of our lives. Let's make him our fun. That M in the TEMPT acronym reminds us that we will be tempted with mediocrity. This is becoming just just like everyone else, following the status quo, comparing ourselves to others rather than comparing ourselves to the best we can be. You know, the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 4 and 2 to preach the word, to be instant in season and out of season, whether somebody else is doing it or whether they're not. Then we discover in Colossians 3 and 23 that whatever we do, we should do it with all of our hearts, as unto the Lord, not as unto men. I can remember being in an English class when I was in high school, and my English teacher would call out the grades on the essays. And when she get to my name, if I made anything lower than an A, she'd say, "Mr. Wallace decided to be average today. He made a B. Hopefully he'll do better next time." Then she, right after me, she'd call this other guy's name, James, who sat behind me. She'll say, "Congratulate James, everybody. He made a C. Oh, give him a hand. Good job, James. That's great." Well, after class one day, I said, "Miss Price, why is it that you congratulate James for getting a C, but you put me down for getting a B?" She said, "Well, son, I know that a C is the best James can do. He's a struggling student. So for him to get a C is great for him. Now, you're college bound. You've got talents and gifts and abilities, and I don't want to see you waste your abilities by getting B's when you know you could get A's." Now, listen to that, my friends. See, the Holy Spirit is like that with us. It doesn't matter to him what somebody else is doing. It matters to him about what we're doing to be the best we can be in him. If we know that he's given us gifts to sing or to preach or to pray or to minister, everyone has different gifts. We've got to use those gifts to the fullest, my friends and neighbors, and we cannot slack on the goodness of God. Are you giving it everything that you got with the gifts that God has given you? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to go all out and resist the temptation of mediocrity. That P is just a fancy word, a temptation called passivity. It simply means lacking aggressiveness, easily defeated or trampled, a pushover. You know, and sometimes in this Christian life, we're not as bold as we should be. But remember in the Bible, in Acts 4 and 13, when the boldness of Peter and John were beheld, they knew that they had been with Jesus. And we're encouraged by Proverbs 28 and 1. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. When I think about aggressiveness and boldness, my friends, Mike Tyson comes to my mind. The famous boxer known as Iron Mike, who would knock his opponents out in 2 rounds or less. Sometimes these fights would last seconds, not even minutes. Well, in this Christian life, we've got even greater power over the enemy. There's nothing that he should be able to defeat us or overtake us with. We are the ones that have the power. We should use it as aggressively as Mike Tyson used his fist in the ring, our spiritual warfare, and utilize those weapons to be better than ever before. My friends, last but certainly not least, that T is we're oftentimes tempted to be thankless. Yes, my friends, I didn't say thankful. We're often tempted to be thankless, meaning that we forget how good God is to us, how many ways he's made for us, how many doors he's opened for us, how many miracles he's performed for us. Let's not forget, my friend, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Yes, we should always have joy in our heart and look at the good things God is doing for us on a day-to-day basis. My friends, that's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.